My name is Doug Sandler from Turnkey Podcast Productions, and I'm chatting with Bill Wagner, best-selling author and all-around good guy. I mean, from the first five chapters that we have done, what I have gotten from this is Bill's the kind of guy that I feel like I could go and have a cup of coffee with and trust his judgment, even after one meeting. So if you're listening to this and you've listened to the other five chapters, you will pick up the same vibe from him. But welcome back to chapter six. He's the best-selling author of Your Retirement Garden, Planting and Tending for a Bountiful Harvest. Bill, let's go get that cup of coffee. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Doug.
Glad to have you back. So in today's episode, we're talking about, speaking of going out and getting the cup of coffee, today we're going to be talking about feasting. So arriving at retirement day will become a reality for the vast majority of the people, as opposed to some of the other less fortunate options that are out there. What do we want them to know about this time of feast of the harvest for the bounty in the garden? What do we want our folks that are listening to this to really know?
Well, this is obviously my favorite time of being the gardener, is when October, September come and you actually do the final harvest. So the analogy is when you retire. So when you've actually retired, you've worked your whole life, you've built the money, you've done everything your financial advisors told you to do. So now you can go have fun, you can feast, you can enjoy your retirement. So in this phase of retirement, like I was explaining in the last podcast, there's three phases, the go-go, the slow-go, and the no-go. So again, when you start feasting, it's like feasting on your garden. That when you harvest everything, you look at it and go, oh my God, there's so much food. You put some of it away for the winter. You eat some of it now, give away some of it to friends, whatever. The thing is that you don't really think about running out of the food, which is kind of the same thing of this phase of retirement, that you start feasting on having fun and spending your money, and you tend to not worry about or think about the no-go part of your life where you're going to potentially get sick and you need to fall back on what you've harvested and what you've stored away. So this is a really, how do I phrase it? The scary part, I guess, is the right for of retirement, because again, you may think you have a total, your harvest was huge and you have enough money to retire, and you do at this point in time, but as time goes on, things will happen. So I have a story about that. I had a client of mine that retired. Well, she was divorced and got about $2 million in a divorce. And so I started managing her money in her 50s. And so we all thought, oh, we have plenty of money, we don't have to worry about anything. So she went through the go-go. And so in her mid-70s, she started to get a lot of healthcare issues. So what ended up happening is at that point in time, this was about 20 years ago, there weren't the long-term care options that there are now. And so we decided to just what's called self-funding your any potential health issues, where mm-hmm. you pay for it from your retirement. Well, long story short, she ended up going into a nursing home, and she blew through, she had about $1 million left at that time. And she blew through almost $350,000 in just 3 years. Mm. And it really, it was actually assisted living, which isn't as bad as a nursing home, which is over six, with the assisted living was $6,000 a month. So unfortunately, she blew through almost all her money and she's still alive. So now she's almost totally out of money and trying to figure out how to survive. So again, you know, I've seen this four or five times with my clients where you need to really be cognizant of, and aware of the fact that you are going to get old and you are going to get sick. Because if all the money's gone and you've eaten all your harvest, again, you're not going to be in very good shape, and you're going to end up being a burden to your family and the people that love you.
So let's talk about that for just a quick moment, because you know, we got to the best part, which was the feasting part, and then immediately we tamped that down by adding on to it the fact that, hey, look, you still need to protect your garden during this feast time. So Can you share what that looks like from a practical perspective? How do you protect your garden while you are in retirement?
Well, again, it goes back to what I was talking about a little bit in the previous chapter. In general, most of that is insurance products, because again, insurance protects you against the risks. So people ask me, you know, most people when they talk to a financial advisor, they think, oh, yeah, I'm just giving you money and you're making me money. Well, In reality, I tell people that my job as a financial advisor is to reduce your risk, to reduce the risk of your life. And, you know, in life, you, three things are going to happen. You live, you have to pay taxes, and you're going to die. And so the living part is the income. While you're alive, you need to have income. Everybody's got to pay taxes, so you want to try and minimize those in retirement. And everybody's going to get sick and die. So you need to prepare for all three of those. And again, that's where a financial advisor comes in, because we can, I'll get clients every now and then, I'll just go into retirement, they call me up and they want, hey, I want XYZ amount of money. And it's like a huge chunk of their retirement. And they're in their early 60s, not going, you know, you've got to make this money last for 30 years. So, I mean, I'm their, end up being their coach and trying to say, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this. And then that's, again, on an annual basis where we need to get together and review things. And say, you know, well, I want to go on a trip to, I don't know, let's say Indonesia or something that's really going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to let your financial advisor know about that years ahead so that you can put aside a certain portion of that money. And then we won't count on that in your overall growth as time goes on. So again, this is where you need to work with a professional, in my opinion, because that's what we do, is we help people achieve those income streams and make sure they don't deplete them before they get into the no-go phase of retirement.
What I loved about what you just said, Bill, is that you mentioned a word, and I want to really emphasize that word to those that are in our listening community. There's a difference between just having an advisor, which is a great thing to have, but also having a coach, someone that you could go back to and say, this is what I'm looking to do. A financial advisor may be able to give you advice, but the coach is right there. I feel like you're a coach and a cheerleader all at the same time, helping people get there. Does that sound like a good analogy?
Yeah, it's very true. I say at the beginning of the book that financial advisors are always also psychiatrists. I mean, we listen to everybody's problems and try to we help them avoid risk. I mean, like I was explaining, those are the three risky areas of life. And if you don't have things to cover those risks, my job is to help you reduce your risk as life goes on. Not just to make you money, so to protect you and your family. So
we're heading into next is going to be our last chapter of the book. But if you stay tuned, there's going to be much, much more coming from Bill. Next episode, we're going to talk about how to feed yourself for a lifetime. Bill, thanks for sharing your wisdom and your expertise today.
Okay, great. Thanks, Doug. See you next time.
For more information and to get a free copy of Bill's book, Your Retirement Garden, Planting and Tending for a Bountiful Harvest, just head to Bill's website, stonycreekadvisors.com, or check the link in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in.